Hi, I'm Jen.
And I'm Em.
And we are the Ohana Girls. So I would like to wish everybody a beautiful Monday. Not April anymore.
May
6th. Yes, 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 we are in May. And we are practically a week away from our Ontario trip.
Well, you're going to get the most exciting podcast, as we will probably have two special guests.
Yep.
Featuring in the podcast.
Yeah. We have a special guest today, but she's actually in her cage.
She doesn't speak English.
She don't speak.
Oh, man. There should be another road for tractors. Not on a highway.
So as you can pretty much, you know, figure out, we are on the road. We are in North Wilton area of PEI.
Milton.
Oh, I said Wilton. North Milton in the PEI area. And so, yeah, Friday was an exciting day. We finally found a place.
We signed the lease.
It's a permanent place, so
we'll work for another year.
Oh yeah, at least for a year, and at least it's not a place where after a year we're gonna have to move, or you know, they're gonna put it up for sale or anything like that. So it's gonna be permanent until we get our own place.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. And what's exciting is it's brand new. They're still finishing it. So, I mean, we'll be the very first people to ever lived in it.
Which is good, but at the same time, it's like, if we make a mark, we can't say, oh, it was there before.
Well, and like our landlord said, you know, I'm not going to have you guys sit on, you know, like, bubble wrap and, like, do not move. It's going to be your home. You're going to live. You're going to do stuff. I mean, you make a dent, you fix it. Simple as that. Yes. So, yeah. With that said, we have a place. So, that's exciting. We're going to Ontario. And that's exciting.
I didn't win a car.
She did not win the car.
But I won $1,000.
But, yes.
And you know what? It was a blessing in disguise. Because it turns out I needed the money more than I needed the car. So.
Yes.
They say things work out the way they're supposed to.
Yeah.
So. I'm not dwelling on it. I wish the guy that got his car all the best. And,
Yes, but it was still a very good Friday. We got to spend some time with a mutual friend that we love so dearly. And but it was a nice day in all. So.
Yeah, because then I got to, once the award was done and we signed the lease, I went back up to Summerside where I got to, you know, mark tests and teach students before they left to finish their course. And, you know, got to shake their hand and they thanked me and wished me all the best. And so.
Did you wish them all the best?
Absolutely. I said, stay safe there on the boats.
Yes.
Major props to you because I can't work on a boat. I can't do large bodies of water. It scares me.
I wonder if you'd be seasick.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. I'm not going to be on Thursday and Friday when I go on a boat. I'm going to bring gravel just in case.
Yeah, I some gravel. Oh, boy.
Does that make you drowsy?
You can get some that is non-drowsiness. I've always taken gravel when I have my vertigo problems. And it usually helps me to fall asleep.
Do you want to publicly announce that? Ativan?
Ativan. I have been introduced to Ativan. So,
and mind you, this is just because she has really bad anxiety. There's no other kind of thing going on.
Oh yeah, no, it's not because I'm crazy. Well, I am crazy, but in a good way. No, I just have a phobia of being in large crowds, and it really makes my anxiety in a point where I get very uncomfortable and physically sick. So.
So like when we're in a Walmart and it gets really busy, let's say like Christmas time, there's so many people, she'll start like sweating, her face gets red, and I know right away that something's going on, and she'll give me her debit card and say, you pay for it, and I'm going to be in the car.
Yep. And it sounds funny, right? I'm sweating, but I'm sweating even though I'm not hot. I'm just sweating because I'm anxious. And my face goes red, I feel nauseous, then I start having the shakes, and it's real horrible. So now the doctor has decided, well, that I should probably try Ativan, and maybe this will help. So we did it one on Friday, because there's going to be a crowd at the ceremony for Emily's car, and I liked it. It worked very well. So again today, we had to go in front of a lot of people, and I did one and noticed that one wasn't enough for this type of thing.
It took the edge off, but it didn't.
Yeah, it took the edge off, but I felt I couldn't breathe, and I still felt a little bit anxious. So, but we're all trying it out to see what's going to be the best and go from there. I mean, it's, all... what'd they say? Trial and error.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I'm not ashamed to say I have anxiety. I do suffer from PTSD, so I do have issues because of a lot of things I went through in my life that, I've gotten the help for, I've got the counseling for, but there's some things that just, no matter how much counseling you'll go through, no matter how much you talk about it, it's there and it just won't leave. It's the things you've seen, it's the things you've gone through, the things you've been through. You can talk about it, still doesn't remove it from your mind. It's nothing to be ashamed of. I'm not ashamed of it. It makes me who I am. The police are over there, right at the gas station. It looks like they stopped somebody. I was like, oh, there's two police cars. That's why. Okay. But yeah, it's there's nothing to be ashamed about mental health. It is. It's something that is out there, like it or not. So, but yeah. So I like Ativan.
I just want to put out there into the whole world that I think Mom reads my mind. Because while I was driving, I was like, oh, we haven't done a podcast in a while. And then 2 minutes later, she's like, are you ready? It's Monday. She's got the friggin' microphone up and ready. It's weird. You do that with so many things.
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't read my mind?
And like I said to Emily, I can't sit here and say, yes, I read your mind. I mean, maybe I am, and I'm just, I don't know I'm doing it. I can't say, yeah, I'm sitting here and I'm just looking at her and going, oh, she's thinking. We're so in sync that most of the time I can pretty much know what she's going to do or want to do or want to say, and it's just funny.
Come on, baby, click, come on.
And we are speeding. We are going 120 on an 80.
Shh, there's police around.
Yeah, so why would you be doing that?
Well, I wanted it to click.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, so apart from that, we're gonna be moving at the end of the month, so that's the fun, but I think it's gonna be okay this time because we're pretty much got this under control.
Yeah, we started early. We got good furniture. We're not we're gonna be last minute packers.
Nope, we're not.
We're gonna have it all packed and then give it our good clean before we leave.
And start our new journey in our new place.
Yeah.
A new area of the island, which I'm looking very much forward to learning about. It'll be interesting. It's gonna be, there's gonna be some adjustments needing to be done.
Like there's stairs.
Yes, there's stairs. I guess I won't need to be doing my exercise anymore. I'll just do the stairs once a day or twice. But that'll be good enough. Yeah, so we're on the second floor. So we've got like, what, 12 to 15 steps to go up every time. So.
Yeah. Got a nice little balcony. Decent sized room. Yeah. Kitchen's good size. It's perfect just for what
us.
We need.
Yeah, it's just what we need. So it's a roof over our head.
Absolutely.
And it's nice, so we don't need to worry about mold, and we don't need to worry about, you know, bugs and you know, dead bodies.
Oh.
You know, like people having died in it or
okay.
whatnot.
You get a discount if somebody dies in the house and you buy it.
Really?
Yeah.
Who told you that?
I seen it on the internet.
Oh, yes, because the internet said so, right?
It was a verified website.
You should ask the boyfriend. He would be able to tell you that.
That's a good question.
Because, you know, I'm thinking my parents' house, they both died in the house. Did they get a double discount?
Well, see, the bank doesn't have to disclose it, but a realtor does.
Yeah. But you still get a discount.
I don't know.
More than one? Because there's two people that died there?
Maybe. I can't wait to go by their house.
Oh, yes.
See what it's looking like.
Yes,
see if they changed it.
Yeah, I mean.
Isn't it crazy that we used to live there and have, like, memories and, like, you know, life experiences, and now somebody else is in there making their own memories?
Yeah, it's bizarre.
It's our house.
It's bittersweet. It's bittersweet. You know, there's been a lot of good memories. There's been some bad memories. And, of course, the passing of my parents. But it is what it is, man. It is what it is. So, I find this completely funny. My youngest, we live near a golf course. And so my youngest and one of his friends have been going around and finding golf balls. And I think they found,
about
50 balls or if not more. And they decided, on this weekend they decided to go around and sell them to the golf players. And I figured, like, they probably won't want them, but they actually made almost $100 just this weekend.
Yeah.
Selling golf balls.
They sell it a dollar a ball.
A dollar a ball?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
And that's funny, because why gives them away for free? And then AJ sells them.
Yeah.
Two very different people.
Well, one that's supposed to end up being rich when he's older, and the other one's going to give his shirt off his back. And it are so right so far on it. So, but yeah, I mean, it's just interesting how it does, you know, at least I have to give him the kudos that he's not just sitting at home playing on his phone all day. You know, he decided, I'll go out there and look for balls, and then, hey, why not go sell them?
Yeah.
You know, make money while my brother is sitting on his butt playing video games. So, yeah, I think that's pretty interesting, and it was actually a very nice weekend. We got to do barbecue, but, yeah, so, anything? We heard a new Shawn Mendes song today.
Very good. I heard it a couple days ago, and I've been meaning to tell you about it, and it's a good song.
Did we get a cramp?
No, Emily's got a headache, and one that's like hit me on this one side.
But yes, I liked it. It was a good song. I like me some Shawn Mendes.
He mentions Toronto.
Yeah, he does. He does, indeed. He is a Canadian boy at heart. And, of course, then there was a new song from Eminem that is so vulgar and so much swear words that it's pretty much going to be bleep, 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 yes. Bleep, 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 yes. So.
Yeah, well, his songs are always really vulgar.
Yeah. But, yeah, so this is pretty much what's going on. we haven't been able to go and see what's up in the world lately, so we're hopefully on Wednesday we'll be more active and more up to date with what's going on with the world and give you guys more information. We did watch a movie yesterday, the new Ted Bundy movie with Zac Efron.
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
It's creepy how much he looks like him.
Let's just hope he's not like him. But it was a good movie. I would give it an 8 out of 10. I liked it. Yourself?
9 out of 10. I love documentaries or stuff about, you know,
true
stuff
stories.
Like that. Yeah, true stories.
Yeah, it was a good one. So if you guys, it's on Netflix. So, you know, you don't even have to pay to go see it. But if you're wondering, oh, what should I look like? And, I mean, you can watch that. It's not where you see him doing the acts, so it's not that gruesome, but it is a good movie. So with that said, we will be posting a quote later on today, and we're gonna wish you all a beautiful week. We will be back on Wednesday and we'll have so much to tell you, and hopefully we're all gonna be just feeling well and ready to attack the day. So, I'm Jen.
And I'm Em.
And we are the Ohana Girls.